There's many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Started?
Yep, started.
Okay, cool. So
the idea here is that we're both gonna be recording our respective voices and then you're gonna put them together?
Correct. I hope that's how it works.
Well, that'll be pretty exciting if it does.
Yeah, it will be, because it'll be technologically kind of funny, because it's like, it's a podcast, but we're talking on a phone.
So I've never been on a podcast before.
Yeah, I have a couple times.
Yeah. You have a podcast.
I know. Am I allowed to use your name, or do I need to use the pseudonym?
You can use pseudonym and first name. Well, you know, middle name. Okay. Primary name.
Okay. How about, I'll use your first name and nobody will know. Or I can just call you DG.
Yeah, you could do that. But apparently I have a pretty distinctive voice and I have been told I sound like Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
So
was that like back in the day?
No, that was actually a bit of feedback from one of my students when I taught.
Oh, that's funny. Especially considering how much your sister loves Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, and I never thought that about myself. I mean, I knew I had a funny sound and voice, but I never thought Kermit. But yeah.
No, I never.
On ratemyprofessors.com, that's what it says about
me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so funny. That they think you sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
That's awful. But it's hysterically awful.
Yeah.
But anyway, so how was your day?
So my day was good.
Yeah.
We kind of missed each other there because you were having something going on and
I was eating ice cream and cake.
And that's something going on.
Yeah.
And
that's a wonderful thing going on.
That is a good thing. And and so then I went to the Y because I've got to meet a certain number of visits per month to get a discount for my health insurance.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It is. So it kind of forces you to go because, well, if you're like me and you kind of cheat.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something along those lines,
uh-huh.
And this is something that nobody's going to be interested in except me.
Uh-huh.
So you get a discount on your health insurance through work if you go a certain number of days. So
actually, what you do, you get a discount on your gym membership.
Okay.
Through your health insurance.
Okay, so you get a discount on your gym membership. Are there other things at your work to promote wellness along those lines?
Probably.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because where I work, we have this whole program where it's like you have three levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the first level is we have this thing they call it. Anyway, it's like a health questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too specific. But it's like a health questionnaire. And if you do that, you get $10 a month on your paycheck the next calendar year.
Oh, wow.
So if I do it now, starting in January of 2007, I'll start getting $10 a month, which I've already done it. So, you know, that's good.
Cool.
Then, on top of that, if you, I need to check my levels because I'm all over the place. Okay. On top of that, if you do that health questionnaire and then they've got these things, they're little categories of different wellness things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've got stress relief, smoking or anti-smoking, I guess, you know, all that kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
You know, just the traditional health, nutrition, blah, blah, blah. If you do 5 of, I think it's 10 items,
mm-hmm.
you get another $5. So you get a total of $15.
Oh.
Okay? You with me so far?
Yeah.
And then, sorry, this is really boring, but this is what I do for work, so it's fascinating for me. So on top of that, okay, if you do that, those two things, and then you watch some videos and sign a form saying I watch the videos.
Mm-hmm.
You get a total of $20 a month every paycheck.
Wow.
Yeah, they wanted to like discount insurance, but they couldn't find a way to do that legally.
Yeah.
So, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, that's a pretty sweet deal, actually.
Yeah.
It's too bad we don't have that.
Well, apparently our program is like a kind of becoming a benchmark across the country.
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaking fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like other places are looking to us. Because, I mean, other companies have done something similar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we rock.
So you talked about checking your levels. And I know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. generally what you're talking about. But,
uh-huh.
like, I don't know how I would check my levels.
Well, just, do you, in GarageBand,
mm-hmm.
can you see where you're talking and it goes boop, 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 boop,
yeah,
on the screen.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, that's just what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure they're, like, okay. Which, I don't really know if mine are okay. I never know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
They always seem okay when you listen.
Yeah. Well, except for when I play the theme music. Which, the theme music is always exceptionally loud, no matter what I do.
Yeah, that's true.
To adjust it.
I noticed that when I listened to another podcast today, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some that I just, like, you get to a certain point and I just have to turn them off.
Hmm.
So, it's funny because there's some that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's stop talking about this, because, we're recording this, right?
Yeah, we are.
And, so, we probably should talk about bacon, or, oh, but bacon, I gotta tell you the...
Pop uh-huh. culture. Isn't that your other shtick?
Yes, pop culture, my own bad self, and yes, bacon. Is that C. Thomas Howell on ER?
Is that what?
Nothing. I'm sorry. ER's on in the background. I need to turn it off because I hate ER. But,
okay, this, so what should we talk about?
Well, let me tell you this thought that I had today.
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon, I went to renew my tags during lunch.
Uh-huh.
And while I was there, I picked up an application, because you know how tenant, and you know this, but other people who listen might not know,
mm-hmm.
that in Tennessee, there are like 50 gazillion different license plates you can get.
Right.
Like, supporting everything.
Yep.
The most offensive one to me, although I see where they're coming from, but that doesn't mean I agree with them,
mm-hmm.
are the people who do the daughters and sons of the Confederacy. You know what I mean? And I know I'm going to get beaten up for that, but...
Wait, you think fans of the Daughters and Sons of the Confederacy are listening to your podcast?
Could be. You never know. You know, I could, in theory, if I wanted to, join the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Oh my God.
Which I'm not really wanting to, because
wow.
that's not something, you know, I'm really down with doing.
So were you tempted
yeah.
to get one of the plates?
No, I think you have to be, like, a member.
Or like one of the other kind of plates that you can get? One of the
well, yeah.
thousands of...
Oh, that's what I was... Thank you for bringing me back to the topic at hand. They have a new Elvis plate.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is not... No, the money doesn't go to Elvis's estate or Lisa Marie or Priscilla's plastic surgery or anything.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the Elvis Presley Trauma Center.
Like, you've been traumatized by Elvis Presley.
Right. People who have been traumatized by Elvis go to this place, and they listen to a lot of Beatles music, and then they're done with it. But it's like a trauma center they recently renamed, the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center. So, it's in the early stages.
Hmm.
So, it's one of those things where you have to get so many people, you have to raise so much money
mm-hmm.
in order for it to become a legitimate license plate.
Uh-huh.
And so I got a form so I can get an Elvis plate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I thought it would be really cool, because I'm trying to think of how I'm going to personalize it,
mm-hmm.
which would be like $70 on top of already paying $79 for tags.
Wow, that's a lot.
So I don't think I'm going to do the personalization, but I thought it would be so cool if Minneapolis or Minnesota did the same thing,
uh-huh.
and if you could get a Prince license plate, and I would move to your state... to totally get a Prince license plate.
Oh my God. They have like a wildlife license plate, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And I think some colleges,
yeah.
but yeah, it's Tennessee is so weird because they have all those license plates, and it's,
yeah.
it's hard to even recognize. Like when I go back home, it's hard to recognize the different, you know, it's hard to know what state people are from, and then you get up on them and it's like, oh, they're from Tennessee. Seems like it'd be confusing to the highway patrol.
What pisses me off, and this is gonna be the total Tennessean in me talking, but when they have other schools that are not in the state of Tennessee, like especially the University of Alabama.
Oh, yep.
And that is so much the Tennessean in me talking, because I mean, you were, just to clarify, well aware of the big rivalry between the two for years and years.
Exactly.
And years and years and years.
I don't know where Tennessee is with their pro-life license plates, but Florida has them. And when I was in Florida last week, I saw a Choose Life or you know, something like that license plate, and I was really surprised.
You know, I don't know if the Tennessee one ever made it. I know that there was a big controversy where they're like, if the pro-life people get one, the pro-choice people should get one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and so there got to be, I think they dragged the ACLU, and let me Google it while we chat.
Yeah, I think the ACLU was brought into that, and
yeah,
and it just surprised me that it would be kind of stopped or at least held up in Tennessee, but it would have gone through in Florida. Although, I gotta say, I don't have a very good sense for what Florida is entirely.
Florida's the weirdest state in the whole union, because you've got this dichotomy, it's like massive, between, you know, the transplanted northerners,
mm-hmm.
and then the crackers.
Because there were a lot of crackers down there.
Yeah, cracker is a term, not in the derogatory, crazy-ass cracker way, like Chris Rock says, mm-hmm. but a cracker meaning a catch-all term for Floridians.
Right, and there was a cracker restaurant.
Yeah. And then there's the Cracker Barrel.
There is the Cracker Barrel.
Which is hilarious, which would be so funny if it was like a barrel full of Florida crackers with their mullets and their sunburn and their sunglass
and
sunburn.
I really like Florida. I think Florida's pretty cool, but it's just really complicated. Like, unlike, I don't know, in a way that most states probably aren't.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I read you something
yeah.
I just found
yeah,
on the internet?
Fun.
This is just an excerpt. I'm not going to read the whole article. Something about blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. But, this is in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is. That, however, is likely soon to change because the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this month issued a decision creating two different circuit splits in a case challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's Choose Life specialty license plate program.
Hmm.
By a vote of 2-1, the 6th Circuit ruled that Tennessee could issue Choose Life plates while refusing to make available for purchase any license plate expressing pro-choice or abortion rights sentiments. I think the thing is, with Tennessee, this is my opinion,
uh-huh.
is that if you get enough people to donate enough money,
uh-huh.
and I think if you pay blah, 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 you get, you can get a plate.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, that's my understanding, too, and I think that's how they have
yeah.
all the plates
right.
they have.
Mm-hmm. I know. Good God.
But who determines what group can have a plate and what group can't? I mean, it sounds like the
yeah.
Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals is kind of in the mix there. But, like, I don't know. I mean, has like, a gay rights group or a gay pride group gotten together
yeah.
and to get a plate? Or
I don't know, but I would totally get one.
Yeah.
I really would. They have that arts plate. That art is a rainbow, but I wouldn't call that gay rights. It's just a rainbow, you know?
That is probably the gay plate.
And it's pretty...
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, but I think it's not cute at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It looks like those 70s drawings, Love Is, blah, 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 blah. You remember those? That's just what it reminds me. It just reminds me of the 1970s. Mm. Which is cool, but...
Do they still have the fish plate?
Yeah, they have the fish plate. They got the cat plate. It seems like there was a Predators plate a few years ago that got vetoed for some reason. But I don't remember why. But there's just about everything under the sun.
So I've got a problem. I've got a cat that meows
uh-huh.
all the
uh-huh.
time.
Right.
All the time. And that might not sound like a problem, but... It actually kind of is.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about what's her face?
I'm talking about
Goldie. Yeah, not the one who hissed at me when I called her fat.
Not the big one, but the one who runs around and meows all the time. And it's really frustrating. I can't figure out what to do with her. Oh, here she is.
Is she meowing?
She meowed a little bit. She's in my lap now, though, so she'll probably stop. Hold on, let me see if you can hear her purr.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where the... Actually, I don't know where the microphone is.
Yeah, I know. That's what's weird about phones.
Yeah. And about the... Camera. Actually, the iMac, it's like this... Yeah. You can't tell where anything is except the camera.
It's a teeny tiny little dot. I was looking at them. Because Lindsay, my sister, she now has a iPod Nano.
Oh.
So she's joined the ranks of the pretentious Apple people. Sort of. Partially.
So is that a thing? I mean, are Apple people pretentious?
Well, that's kind of the vibe you get really? Sometimes. Mm. You know, like, I mean, you go into Apple's... I mean, my next computer is going to be an Apple, mm-hmm. so, you know, take all this with that in mind. Uh-huh. But there's that whole... They've kind of got this pseudo-edgy... You know, it's like Target.
Yeah.
It's like Target tries to be edgy, but when it all comes down to it, it's still a cheap discount retailer.
Oh, but it's a good one.
Guess what?
What?
I think that the Target in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. you know, the one, is going to be a super Target.
Oh my god, really?
It's been under construction for a while. Like, they've been doing construction, but it's been open the whole time. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, it just says it's under construction, no coming soon super Target mm-hmm. or whatever. But today I'm in there getting some stuff, and I'm going to the pet place because I got Denny a new water bottle uh-huh. for upstairs, so he can have water upstairs, but he's scared of it. But anyway, we'll get back to that. But I'm over in the pet products, and I see all these cold cases.
Huh.
So, like, for milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for groceries.
That's pretty cool.
Which they didn't have before.
Although, I have to say, the downtown Minneapolis Target has all that stuff, has a little grocery section, but they're not uh-huh. they're not a super Target. So, it could be disappointing.
Well, I wish they had more clothes, because I tried on some dress. Yeah, I like that they have all these designers and crap now. And I tried on some dresses uh-huh. there, and they were like... If they had had, like, they had weird sizes, like, they'd have a size 2 and a size 18, you know? And I'm not going to say where I am, but I'm somewhere in between those. And I think they had one that was a size larger than I normally wear. Mm-hmm. And so I tried it on, but I'm like, if I had a size smaller, it'd be perfect. So I went on the website, just getting back to this, I went on the website, and I'm seeing all these cute clothes that they did not have at my Target.
Mm.
So, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they get better mm-hmm. better selection of clothes. But
they have good furniture now, too.
Do they?
Well, not good furniture, but, they, you know, good cheap furniture.
Yeah. I still wish we would get an IKEA here.
I think the thing to do would be to rent a U-Haul and drive to Atlanta.
You know, I've actually... What's funny is, back when I was dating the guy who I broke up with, he was... touring with a band that he's not normally in, and they were going to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and one of the gals in the band was like, you need to come with us, we're all going to IKEA. And I'm like, yeah, but at the time I didn't think they shipped, and I was like, I don't think they would ship. She goes, it doesn't matter, we have the van. So,
and they
anyway,
do, they
so
do
apparently.
Ship too. But people here in Minneapolis would get a U-Haul and drive to Chicago for IKEA runs.
Yeah.
Which is a little silly, because the furniture isn't... I mean, it's you know, IKEA is great. I love it. But I don't know if it's worth driving 6 hours, 7 hours to, you know, Chicago to pick up a bunch of furniture.
No.
I don't know.
I think... I don't think it... I mean, when we were in Austin, Sally, mm-hmm. which is what we call her on the show, Sally said to our hostess, ooh, take me to IKEA. And our hostess says, I'm not driving you all the way to fucking Houston. So, but her house was all IKEA'd out.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, apparently.
Yes, she had to get it somehow. Speaking of stores that are really cool,
uh-huh.
that are available in limited markets.
Yeah.
They just opened a Trader Joe's here.
Yeah. Did you tell me that
Yeah,
already?
I think I did.
Yeah, because I told you that I was told that they have good shepherd's pie.
Yes, that's right. Shepherd's pie. And I'm going to go this weekend, so I will look for the shepherd's pie.
Yes. The best shepherd's pie, though, is here in Nashville, and we will try it next time you're in town.
And that's at the place that you go a lot, isn't it?
I don't. I go there frequently. Yeah. Sometimes.
Kind of a lot.
Every few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot for me. I mean, for a restaurant.
Yeah. Like I don't go as often as a drunk who shall remain nameless who goes there, but I won't say why. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. off the air.
I don't want to defame his name.
Yeah.
Because there's, anyway, but,
you're so respectful.
I know, and I shouldn't be, but I am. But honestly, besides, you know, his lifestyle choices, he really didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's just we're incompatible, you know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's part of it. The drunky thing is part of it, and I don't know.
That seems like a big part of it.
But one of my... Yeah, that's a big part of his life and his identity and all that, so... But let's talk about something else. I'm trying to think of what I did today that was exciting. Oh, I went to a child care center today to take some pictures. While I was there, there was a loud sound, and then
a smell.
That was one of the kids. The lights flickered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, ooh, goodness. It turns out, next door to the child care center, a transistor blew.
Oh, my God. That happened to me in fifth grade.
Did it scare you? Because the kids were like, it was an equal mix of excitement and fear.
You know.
Like, some of the kids were like, no, no. And some of them were like running around making up games because the lights were flickering. So they would make up games that wrapped around the lights flickering thing.
You know, it's really funny because when it happened to me in fifth grade, the lights went out, and I remember there was a loud sound, and, you know, the way I remembered it then was that the building actually shook, but I don't think the building actually shook. I think that was probably like a mild panic attack or something.
But, you know, kids have weird perceptions of stuff that adults don't have, and it's a real Miss America way of saying, making a point, but, like, I had this friend, and you can tell me, honestly, you can tell the world of my seven listeners, I'm sorry, you can tell you and me, because we're the only people who listen to this podcast. A friend of mine from college swore that she and her brother... She had two brothers. She and her brothers would fly. She said she remembers, she has a very vivid memory of them flying around the garden throwing tomatoes at each other. Like a couple of feet off the ground. And she said that she told somebody about it, and he looked at her real seriously and says, "You mean you did that too?" And I don't know if he was just fucking with her, but she has a pretty strongly well-tuned bullshit detector. Mm-hmm. Now, I do remember crawling up the wall, not in a Spider-Man kind of way, but in a putting your hands against the wall and climbing up to the, like in a hallway where it's close, you know?
But I think that's probably more reality-based than flying around a garden throwing tomatoes at each other. That's pretty wild.
So, I'm not here to pass judgment. I just think it's really interesting because, I mean, even to this day, she stands by that. And, you know, I mean, it's like, I remember stuff that happened as a kid that was kind of weird, but as I get older, I realize what's... And maybe that's the problem with the adult mind, is that you kind of lose your whole... You know what I mean? Like, you lose your innocence, or whatever, you know, your ability to believe things, anyway.
Which I actually highly value myself, but...
Right. What, the ability to lose things? Mean. Okay, that's cool. So, what do you think? Let's talk about pop culture. Bacon. I had some bacon this morning. There's a new guy working at the cafeteria.
Oh yeah.
Because I get my bacon every morning, and there's and the guy who's normally there. He knows what I eat, you know, and he will get it ready for me. And sometimes he'll have somebody standing there, telling him the order, And he'll be putting my plate together as he sees me walk up, which kind of pisses the other person off. But you know what? I deserve it. And so this morning, there's a new guy. And the old guy is training the new guy. So he tells him what I get. And the guy asks my name. So anyway, that's my one concession to bacon discussion.
Was he hot?
No, I didn't think so. Okay. It's, you know, it's a guy. Oh my god, my screensaver just came up, and I have it set to my pictures. And it was totally the picture of me holding the Stella and drinking the Gimlet at the same time.
Oh, I love that picture.
With the pinky up, because I'm so classy.
That should be the art for this podcast.
Okay, I'll do it. Perfect. I'll make it happen. I'll make it
Excellent.
Work. So, let's talk about pop culture real quick. I know you gotta go.
Pop culture, Britney Spears, I heard she got in trouble again.
Yeah, if by trouble you mean knocked up by that jackass?
No, I don't mean trouble in the southern sense, but...
She got
in trouble legally, like, something with her kid?
Yeah, the story is, she dropped her kid on its head, his head.
That's not good.
And, no, it's pretty sucky, actually. But apparently she didn't do it. Apparently the high chair was put together wrong, and her assistant or her nanny or somebody was watching the child at the time.
Oh.
And actually, funny story, I was just reading Us Weekly, and I was reading an article because she's in trouble, like in the southern sense of the word, like she's knocked up again. So, and she says that she's not letting anybody handle her baby.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up on 30. I'm going to stop at that point.
Okay. All right.
I'm
well,
not
going to
hang up on you,
sign
but
off.
I'm going to sign off.
Right. Well, okay. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.